You are listening to Pure Opelka
with Mike Opelka.
Well, Gerald, this week, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman, or the guy you told us we should be calling MBS, is coming to Washington, I believe, to meet with the president, and there's some other meetings here. Is this something we should be paying rapt attention to, or is this just a regular diplomatic visit?
Well, somewhere in between. Certainly not a regular diplomatic visit in the sense that the Saudis have been to Washington before, and we all sort of remember that image of the Saudi king and meeting, you know, George Bush and them holding hands at one point. You know, he was leading the Saudi king down a path along this little part near the ranch. Those were visits in which the Saudis came to buy a lot of military hardware, and I'm sure that the president and a lot of people in the administration would like to sell the Saudis more military hardware. They might, but this is also a goodwill tour for MBS. I mean, he is out in the West going to England. He's gone to Egypt, where, as you know, he's gone to the first Saudi Muslim leader ever to go to a Coptic Christian cathedral. So he's trying to show a reformer face and say things are different back in the kingdom, and he'll make that case in Washington with a lot of politicians.
You brought up something on your Twitter account, and again, another shameless plug for people I like to follow on Twitter, Gerald Posner. It's all one word on Twitter. You brought up something about the Saudi prince yesterday, saying the prince is pushing the kingdom's limits with its sovereign wealth fund, getting ready to buy a $400 million stake in Hollywood's premier talent agency. Why is this a big deal?
Well, okay, one of the things that is remarkable, I mean, there are a number of things that he's done. He's opened the door, I mean, for women to drive in the kingdom. That may seem like no big news, but in a place that is as conservative as Saudi Arabia, that was a big news. And then he went ahead and visited this Christian cathedral, which is a big news considering that they have in Mecca the holiest place of all places for Islam. So normally they never cross a barrier to another religion. And now he's buying a stake for nearly $500 million in the largest premier talent agency in Hollywood, something they normally don't get involved with. Founded by four Jewish guys in 1995, probably with a best roster of some of the best Jewish entertainers in all of Hollywood. And so it just seems to me that it crosses a line again for them. Even on 60 Minutes, I believe tomorrow night, I saw a preview coming up, and I normally don't plug that show at all, and I probably will record it just to see it. But I saw that their correspondent, a woman, was there in Saudi Arabia going to see him uncovered and shaking his hand. Again, you know, in the old days, a Western reporter, a woman would have had to have been covered and would not have been able to shake his hand. Small things, but little signs that somehow he's trying to advance into the 21st century.
Gerald, when we last talked, we were talking about the fact that the Crown Prince had detained many of the members of the royal family and some ministers in the Ritz-Carlton, and they were holding them basically hostage until they turned over a chunk of their fortunes. Is that thing completely resolved?
No, it's not. As a matter of fact, so here's the part, Mike. So now we talk about what a reformer he looks like he could be, and then the other part of him that looks as though it's a little bit on the authoritarian side is what he calls this anti-corruption effort, where he detained all of these billionaires in Saudi Arabia, and without even reaching out to Western law enforcement to find out if there was any case against them, he just sort of shook them down for billions of dollars. And just the other day, there was an update, and you're going to like this, but one of the wealthiest men, listed as one of the wealthiest black entrepreneurs in the world, is this Sheikh Mohammed Hussein Al Amoudi. Sheikh Al Amoudi called, and I'm not kidding you, Sheikh Mo in the Clintons' circle. He was a guy who knew the Clintons, and Sheikh Mo was his nickname. He supplies coffee to Starbucks. He employs 70,000 people. He's got businesses in London. He was taken in the Ritz-Carlton in November. He still has not been let out. and no one knows where he is. The Saudis won't say. So here's a case in which one of the guys who literally has contacts with the Clintons, has been around the world, has homes in London, is a big private employer, and no one quite knows where he is because MBS is insane.
This is remarkable. You don't hear any of this. A guy that has 70,000 employees provides the coffee to Starbucks, and nobody knows where he is?
Yeah,
nobody.
It is really remarkable. And to think that, you know, it's a case in which by the way, Sheikh Mo had one of his cousins, who's a property developer, had been also rounded up in this Saudi roundup. He was let go, so he was able to come to a deal with them. And for whatever reason, we're not sure why, he either hasn't agreed to the deal or something's wrong, but he's one of the last ones who is a big name in terms of these billionaires in Africa and the Middle East who was rounded up in this, who hasn't been let out. So you have to ask yourself, in Washington and in the Trump administration, how much is MBS a real reformer? He's changing things. And how much is he just a guy who's consolidating power and giving it a good bit, and putting lipstick on it and making it look nice on the outside? No one's quite sure.
Well, he's coming to Washington, D.C., for a meeting with the president. There's also talk, Gerald, and we're speaking with author Gerald Posner, who wrote the book Secrets of the Kingdom. I recommend it if you want to try and understand a little bit about Saudi Arabia, and you should. He's coming to Washington, meet with the president. There's also talk, Gerald, that there will be some discussions with people involved in the Middle East peace process. Have you heard anything to this story?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt. As a matter of fact, one of the things that's interesting is that Jared Kushner had gone to Saudi Arabia, had a separate visit to talk to the Saudis, and this is a few months ago, trying to get MBS to get involved with a move on peace with Netanyahu in Israel, and that the Saudis were the ones who could push, without any doubt, the Palestinians, because they have been the lifeline. So is the United Arab Emirates and Qatar as well. But the Saudis have provided a ton of money to the Palestinian Authority. And if they cut that off and they say you've got to do X, Y, or Z, they may be able to lay out the plans for peace. So I think that the Trump administration is trying to pull a Hail Mary pass in an area in which every other administration has found itself in a swamp in the Middle East peace, and get a breakthrough not just with Israel and the Palestinians, by getting the Saudis and MBS to parachute in, a guy who really is out of the box. He's only 33 years old, so he might be able to shake things up and move these parties, nudge them toward a peace deal. It would be astonishing.
And what's the carrot that brings the Saudis in? Is it the promise that we will keep Iran under control?
Yeah, Iran is, you're exactly right, Mike. That's sort of the fear that the Saudis have. They were the ones. Look, he wasn't, not MBS, but his uncle, when his uncle was king, was the one who was telling the Bush administration, don't go into Iraq because you're going to let the genie out of the bottle. It's going to destabilize it, and at least they, Hussein and his government, they may be SOBs, but there are SOBs. There are Sunni Arabs, and they're a counterweight against Iran. And since they are gone and Iran has descended, the Saudis need to have those deals with governments that they think will back them. And that includes Jordan and a strong Egypt. They are looking to limit Iran at every possibility. And Iran has been providing arms and money to Hezbollah up in Syria, in the lower part of Syria. They're sending rockets into Israel. So a strong Israel is a buffer against, believe it or not, the enemy of my enemy. And the enemy in this case would be Hezbollah, which is an Iranian army in Syria. So they would love the Saudis to have Israel either fighting a war for them against Hezbollah or at least being a buffer against them.
Wow. Wow. You got to watch this coming ahead this week, everybody. This is one to watch, and you need a scorecard. Literally, you need a scorecard to keep an eye on this. But watch Mohammed bin Salman, the Saudi crown prince. Gerald, I've kept you longer than I promised, but I just have to ask you one question. You sent me an alert on a story that my jaw dropped. about this book of the 11 leaders that's put out by Pegasus, a respected publishing house. It was put out in India and has 11 leaders. And on the cover, you've got Barack Obama, you've got Gandhi, and you've got Adolf Hitler. And the world, at least the sane world, is saying this book needs to go away, including the Simon Wiesenthal Center. Is there any movement on that that you've heard?
I've heard no movement at all. It's absolutely fantastic because you tend to think when you look at this cover, and here are these people, there's Churchill, there are others, it's going to be a case in which they put on Hitler to indicate that world leaders can be good or bad, but they actually say, here are leaders who have tried their best to make their countries better places, so you can learn from them. And I'm thinking to myself, there has to be somebody over there who, at first I thought it was a bad joke, but it turns out to be real, and now when we call the office of Pegasus, the one that's operating out in India, believe it or not, Mike, you won't be surprised, no one answers. I think I've gotten a voicemail now about six times.
And I've gotten more phone calls from call centers in India than I care to mention, Gerald. I have to tell you, that irritates me that they're not answering the incoming calls. Well, thank you for the clarity on the Middle East and the update on this story. His name is Gerald Posner. Find his books. God's Bankers is a great book about the Vatican Bank. And Secrets of the Kingdom, I recommend. And when the Pharma book eventually comes out, I'll bug you again, Gerald.
All right. Mike, great to talk to you.